Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Carol Hoffman talks about exciting events coming up for Arts at St. John's on Miami Beach. Film critic Dan Hudak reprises a look at the film Living is Easy with Eyes Closed, now being held over at theaters in Coral Gables and Fort Lauderdale through mid-July. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our arts calendar today features Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Now, Charles Greenfield previews a new season of offerings from the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival, now in its 23rd year.
South Florida is no longer a provincial backwater for music and cultural activities. With powerful musical anchors like the Arts Center and Miami Beach's New World Symphony, there has been a shift among smaller organizations in the arts to consolidate in harder economic times through creating imaginative funding and discovering less exploited niches. In the northern area of South Florida, namely the Palm Beaches, musical activity has remained strong and somewhat under the radar. A fine example is the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival. Not surprisingly, they have found summertime as an opportunity to shine. For over 22 years, under the leadership of clarinetist Michael Forte, flutist Karen Dixon, and bassoonist Michael Ellert, all three principal chairs in the Palm Beach Opera Orchestra, this trio of professional musicians has gathered 19 fine regional chamber and symphonic players and has elicited their suggestions for programs that serve Palm Beach and Broward audiences. Their 2014 summer series, In July, features music from Schubert to Defia. Ellert studied at Juilliard with Harold Goltzer and in Israel with Mordecai Reckman of the Israel Philharmonic. Besides being principal bassoonist of the Palm Beach Opera Orchestra, he freelances for the Southwest Florida Symphony in Fort Myers, Boca Raton Sinfonia, and is bassoonist of the Opus One Orchestra of the Miami City Ballet. He's on the board of directors and is a founding member of the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival, appearing on all six Chamber Music Palm Beach CDs on the Clavier Music Production label. Recently, I spoke to Michael Ellert about the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival, its history, organization, and the summer festival from July 3rd to July 27th. Michael Ellert, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you, Charles, for having us on again this year.
Michael, give us a quick history of the Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival, its origins, organizers, and mission statement.
In 1992, Michael Forte and Karen Dixon and I, who are all principal musicians of the Palm Beach Opera Orchestra, decided that we wanted to do something during the summer when nobody was supposedly around. And we talked to Lee Bell from, at that point, he was at Palm Beach Community College in Lake Worth, and he gave us the venue, the small theater at the Palm Beach Community College there, Theater West, I think it's called. And we started a chamber music festival with about 10 musicians, no pay, and three concerts, actually. Our mission statement basically has been to utilize local musicians and give them work during the time when there was no work.
Well, summer has changed a little bit recently. More people are beginning to stay home, I suppose, and go to concerts. It's certainly busier than it was a decade ago. Now, can you briefly tell us the venues that you currently are using?
Yes, we have three venues. We do Friday night, we do at Palm Beach Atlantic University in downtown West Palm Beach at the Helen K. Person Recital Hall in the Music Building. We do Saturday nights at the EC Campus Theater and Palm Beach State College up in Palm Beach Gardens, and Sunday afternoons at Delray Center for the Arts at the Old School Square in Delray Beach.
How do you determine what your anchor pieces will be? What is your approach to choosing the right composer?
Actually, that comes from the musicians themselves. We send out a questionnaire every year and ask people what they would like to play. Generally speaking, they want to play big pieces. So once we determine what the big pieces are based on their requests, then we work around the big piece and get the smaller pieces.
Tell us again how many musicians are in the group.
We have a core group of 12 musicians. It's basically a woodwind quintet, which is flute, oboe, clarinet, bassoon, horn, and a string quintet, two violins, viola, cello, bass, and then a trumpet and a piano. And that's our core group. And then we will add as many musicians as we need to cover a certain piece.
I guess that actually means that you can go from the Baroque to modern quite easily with that size.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that we really have also in our mission statement, is that the programs are varied. You'll never hear an entire program of string quartets or woodwind quintets or brass quintets. We mix it up and we can basically cover any period of music.
You started yesterday with your first concert in July, which is 4 weeks of concerts. The composers for tonight and tomorrow will be Malcolm Arnold, Herbert Howells, and Johann Hummel. What is the design for this program? Tell us about the selections and the challenge to your musicians. Last year, you told me your festival should be called the Just Trust Us Festival.
Well, that's, again, happening this summer. Johann Hummel was requested by our trumpet player, Mark Reese, who teaches at Lynn University and used to play with the Empire Brass. There's not that much chamber music with trumpet, and so finding pieces for him is always a challenge, and that's how the Hummel came on board. Then once we get that, then we have to work around it. The Malcolm Arnold is a piece that we've actually recorded. It's flute, viola, and bassoon, and the Herbert Howells was something that actually is for clarinet and string quartet, but our cellist is the one who requested it, and we finally were able to give her request.
Week 2, July 11th through the 13th, the program features two well-known composers, Mozart and Dohnányi, two less-known, Alexis Roland-Manuel and Eugene Goossens. What is your strategy in this concert, and how difficult are the works for a summer audience?
Again, the Dohnányi was the anchor piece for this weekend, and we've done it before, at least 10 or 15 years ago, and we have a different horn player than we did then. We have a different pianist than we did then, and we decided that the piece is so wonderful, it was worth a repeat with different musicians. One of the wonderful things about chamber music is that you change one person in the group, and the whole mood of the piece kind of changes a little bit. Eugene Goossens is a British composer. We have a lot of Brits this year, Goossens and Howells and Malcolm Arnold. And it's flute, violin, and harp, which is a great combination of instruments. So we're doing that. The Roland Manuel, again, was a trumpet piece that Michael Forte found for us in Europe. Even though he doesn't play on it, he actually found it and brought it back for me. And the Mozart Oboe Quartet is one of the greatest chamber music pieces ever written for the oboe.
In week 3, July 18th through the 20th, you start with Schubert's Quartet in C minor and three other composers, Claude Paul Tafanel, James Stevenson, and George Onslow. It sounds like a very interesting program.
Well, James Stevenson is a friend of ours. He's alive, and he used to play the trumpet, hence trumpet, violin, piano. Claude Tafanel is a basic of the woodwind quintet repertoire. And George Onslow, although not well known, is a prolific composer from the 19th century.
And the Schubert, of course, most people have heard, so that will be a solid favorite. You end the summer festival in week 4, July 25th through the 27th, with Francais, Defaya, Mendelssohn, and Glinka.
Yes, this is correct. The Defaya is a trumpet and piano piece. The Francais, again, standard French composer, again with harp. The Glinka is a wonderful trio for clarinet, bassoon, and piano, and the Felix Mendelssohn is a brilliant quartet for a string quartet.
What are you planning for the fall, and are there some CDs that might be available for the public?
Yes, we have 6 CDs that we recorded on the Clavier music label, and they're always for sale before, during intermission, and after the concerts. And we have another fall festival of 3 concerts. We've added a venue. Lynn University is still our Thursday night. Friday night, we're at St. Andrew's Church in Lake Worth. And now we've added the Lighthouse Arts Center in the Jupiter Tequesta area. It's a wonderful new addition to our festival.
Well, Michael, I want to thank you so much. And this summer sounds really exciting. And thank you again for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
And thank you for having us again, Charles.
The Palm Beach Chamber Music Festival has been bringing enjoyable and accessible music to Palm Beach County audiences now for over 22 years. With their combination of romantics like Beethoven and Dvorak, modern composers such as Villa-Lobos, Cacciatorian, and Dognani, and lesser-known contemporary composers. For information, call 1-800-330-6874 or go to their website at pbcmf.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.